This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues, Joseph Umar of the Secure Free Society in North America and Santa Maria Fernanda Cabal in South America. She's in Bogota. Maria, I begin with you because when you list the achievements and the successes and the resources of Venezuela, this is an amazingly blessed land. The largest proven oil reserves in the world, the second largest gold reserves in the world, an educated, extremely literate population, one of the rising economies, not just of Latin America, but not just of the hemisphere, but of the whole world. And then Chavez, and then Maduro. So I mention because there's an article in the National Review Online written by someone seeking to understand the Biden administration's policies as it approaches Venezuela. There have been remarks that the Biden administration, some actors in the Biden administration, believe that the sanctions directed at Venezuela by the Trump administration were unproductive or were counter to reason because the Venezuela people were suffering with those sanctions. The information that I read in the National Review Online is that there's genuine starvation. There's genuine exodus from the country. Millions have gone. I've run into some of them in video from Panama, but others are going now in your country and Brazil, the whole region, and coming to North America if they can get here. And then I read that there was a food program to help people who didn't have food security. And according to this report, the regime stole from the program to feed the people. We're looking at ruthlessness that is, it's science fiction ruthlessness. So, your opinion of Maduro, is he all-powerful in the region? It would seem that he's beyond shame. It would seem that there's no way to correct him by sanctions. So, do you see him as a force of nature? How do you in Colombia regard your neighbor?
Well, as I have told your audience before, we had a very rich neighbor received more than 5 million Colombian 40, 45 years ago. Labor hand who moved there because had better salaries, better way of living than here. We had a neighbor who bought everything from us. Everything, you could see it in the frontier, how our cities grow. They had a lot of money because of oil. And they were a neighborhood that kind of look at us as the poor in the house beside. We never thought that this rich neighborhood in the future will be crossing the border begging for food. That's basically the lesson. The socialism, which is a good phase of communism, turn Venezuela to be an inviable nation. Maduro is evil, but Maduro doesn't rule anything. Behind Maduro is Iran, the Russians, China, ELN, and FARC destroying Venezuela, getting all the richness, everything, destroying their people. 7 million Venezuelans are displaced around the world. So if I say that Trump's sanctions worked out, I think they worked out trying to stop the allies that Venezuela had, like Iran, like Turkey, like all the movement that Alex Saab, remember the guy that was taken by the DEA in Africa, the Colombian guy that was one of the first hands of Maduro to trade gold for food, to trade oil for food. It helped the sanctions, but there's always an ethical dispute among if the sanctions will remove the government or if the sanctions will harm the people. All the sanctions will harm the people. The people is starving. There is a generation of children that could never be normal children because of the lack of nutrients, the lack of good food. That's a crime against humanity. What I feel very upset is that I see that even Trump administration, even current administration Biden, they never understand the whole problem as it is. There's always an ideological argument that really escapes from what is inside. And inside is a country that could be one of the dangerous threats for the U.S. And if we fall, it will be together, Venezuela and Colombia. And remember that Colombia has the two oceans, the Atlantic and the Pacific Ocean.
Joseph, I come to you on this to understand the nascent Biden administration. They're still organizing, and we have plenty of problems here with the pandemic and the recovering economy. This talk of sanctions not being productive or not working, do you hear that talk, and do you believe the Biden administration has another way to deal with Maduro?
If they do, I have yet to hear it. I have not heard of any real clear strategy from the Biden administration on what it plans to do on Venezuela, which is what I think is sparking this op-ed from the National Review. Now, it's important to note that the article from the National Review is written by Marshall Billingsley, who Marshall Billingsley was the Undersecretary for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence of the Department of Treasury. So he knows a lot about the Maduro regime and its illicit activities because he was one of the persons that spearheaded the sanctions regime against the U.S. United States sanctions that pressured the Maduro regime. But here's the big lesson that we learned from the year of the Trump administration and its max pressure on Maduro, which I think had a very positive effort to try to dislodge the Maduro regime, but actually learned that the complexities of what is the crisis in Venezuela are much more difficult. And so what's the big lesson? The big lesson was that the Maduro regime is an anti-fragile regime, meaning that if it was a fragile regime, as some people believed early on, then if you were to pressure it, you were to break it. However, an anti-fragile regime means that if you're to pressure it, it's going to expand. And that's what we're seeing. The more you pressure the Maduro regime, the more it turns to its international allies, Russia, Iran, China, Cuba. And those allies then allow the Maduro regime to have many options to take its conflict to other countries. We're seeing that in Colombia. We're seeing it in Brazil. We're seeing it in Bolivia and elsewhere. And so the Biden administration needs to learn that lesson, that there is no quote-unquote Venezuela crisis that just involves Venezuela. The Venezuela crisis involves the entire Latin America, and if he doesn't address it in that manner, then he's going to make many of the same mistakes that he's criticized from the previous Trump administration.
I want to understand, you believe that it's gaining in strength, that these turmoil in Colombia, that the risk in Peru, that is the strength of Caracas. Do I hear you correctly, Joseph?
Absolutely. Their strength comes in their networks that bleed across borders into other countries that provide many options to survive in their homeland. So they're much like the Iranians. Their strength comes in their ability to use networks to destabilize their adversaries and deflect from the ability to dislodge the regime in their territory.
And right now, there's no easy answer because sanctions was what the Trump administration used. They also had Mr. Guaido as a possible replacement for Mr. Maduro. That is no longer in the cards, but there is not a new poker hand. Joseph Umar is the executive director of Secure Free Society. He's in North America in Washington. Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal of the Colombia legislature. She is in Bogota, Colombia. The most stable and the strongest ally the United States could ever want in Latin America is under severe threat from what Maria reports is disinformation and what Maria and Joseph indicate may be coming from overseas from adversaries of the United States and Colombia. Maybe. I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World.